Welcome back once again to Bottom Line IT and the Michigan Business Network. We're so glad you're with us. This is Mike Maddox, your host. I have Mike McClure, IT Director, Project Manager, Robert Cinto, Cinto America. Mike, you know, in the last segment, you took us through just, it is a horrifying story of what you went through with CryptoWall and then Emotet. And, you know, it's kind of like blow after blow. Yeah. And you were, we ended the segment with you talking about, you know, we were just swamped with what do we do? How do we stop this thing at the same time, remediate it, get it off of laptops and computers we know it's on, keep it from spreading? How do we know how widespread it is? Bring us from there up to the point in time when you kind of the dust settled, you finally got business back in order. And I'm imagining the impact of the business was significant, right? I mean, things were shut down for some time.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had to, you know, pretty much take everyone's computer from them, take it off the network, clean it up before we could give it back to them. And, you know, like I said, it was a lot of our time to, you know, make it known, the, you know, tons of downtime for the users, not to mention the unknowns with what happened to the intruders, with the intruders. You know, what do they do to our systems? I mean, that's scary in itself. And we just knew we needed, you know, a new solution to what we were doing. We weren't doing enough. We had, you know, we had spoofing rules that needed set up. We needed better protection, you know, in the form of, you know, boots on the ground with our team here. We needed more eyes on our network, and that's what led us to, you know, ASK and the monitoring that we have from them.
Yeah, and the solution you very wisely chose is called live security monitoring, which is exactly that. It's 24 hour a day, every day, monitoring and management to make sure that if this stuff gets in, it's stopped immediately. So it's through what they call a SOC, as Security Operations Center, and SIM technology. And folks may not be familiar with that, but the SIM is like, you know, it's the high-powered supercomputer center that looks at traffic patterns, looks at what's coming in and out of the network, makes some analysis using business intelligence, and can identify potential threats very effectively. But then the SOC are the people who, you know, take that data and actually look at it and go, no, that's not threatening, or that's normal, or they're doing new business in that area or whatever, but this looks concerning, dive into it, and somehow do it in kind of real time, so that if there is an Emotet that comes in again, they can stop it within minutes. And that has a huge advantage, right?
Oh, definitely. When you were talking, I'm reminded of incidents where, you know, we'll be notified by the ASK team, hey, there's a computer on this network that, you know, something's going on, and, you know, they've even been able to stop that traffic, you know, right in its tracks to allow us time to get on that computer, you know, get the computer from the person, whatever we need to do. And yeah, it's, you know, the reality is we're such a small IT team here that we don't have, you know, someone on staff to look at these types of events in real time. We don't have someone that just monitors this traffic all the time.
Sure.
So we, you know, we're alerted when there's a computer that's made communication with, you know, a known bad, if you will, website or location on the internet, a server that's known to be hosting malware. We've even been alerted when someone visited a site that was, you know, a phishing site. So, like, you know, we contacted the person, and they said, yeah, I put in my username and password. I thought I was getting into, you know, my quarantined email. I'm like, no.
Right.
And so, you know, we changed their password. Like, we're able to get ahead of it with this monitoring service.
That's being proactive, and that's what's critical in this battle. And, you know, you listening to your story, Mike, it's, you know, small IT team. I think every corporation has an IT team that's understaffed. There's too much to do in today's day and age. Technology is too integrated into the organization. And that's pretty common, that, you know, these were innocent actions taken by people. They didn't mean to click on the ad. They didn't mean to click on the link in the email. They didn't mean to fall for the phishing attempt. But these bad guys are so good at what they do that they make it, you know, very simple for us to fall for it. And so it's just a matter of when, right? I had one CEO say to me, you know, am I literally then at the risk, this is before they put in proactive cybersecurity, of just counting on the hoping that one of my hundreds of employees doesn't click on the email, the phishing email? That's my strategy. And the reality is, at that point in time, that was his strategy. And that's when he said, well, that's not okay. I got to get more proactive. And that's what you guys did too.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Kudos for that.
So easy. Yep. It's so easy. We've found it so easy to get these things. And, you know, being proactive is number one, you know.
Well, outstanding. Great. Thank you for taking us through your story, Mike. I appreciate it very much. I know our listeners do. If someone listening wants information on what Robert Cinto or Cinto America does, what's the best website for them to go look at?
Yeah, it's CintoAmerica.com.
CintoAmerica.com. He is Mike McClure. He's been my guest. I greatly appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for being on. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day. And you've been listening to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network.